attorneys general, and a whole bunch of soldiers who said, it's like a Hebrew.
She lost my way, so I'm gonna trick you. And I don't like what you got right.
And we can start with the shower every morning. That was my head's own bath. Before he lost his head, because he has to have that son of a wife so bad. Well, John, our executive is saying.
Right, you're right. Mr. Vice President.
I'm just waiting to talk to him. I'll tell you what, I do, I find out, don't ever pick up the check today. Don't ever pick up the check. I'm not gonna miss the check today, because he was doing just that. He was picking up checks here by all checks.
I did what you said.
Now you say that I'm the president, Chairman, you're the guy, I know you. I just want you to know.
What is it? $360,000 a year. That's less.
Not after tax, but after tax. But let me say, Johnny, that I did want to propose a plan. I had a tea for me, and she liked coffee.
Give me a little picture here.
And we want to talk quite candidly. Let me tell you that you probably know I just put a price up and have to talk.
Right, yeah.
The reason I put a price up to it, this is not an interrogation of our friend here who is now in charge of professional relations, is that I think that Bryce probably knows Wilbur as well as anybody except for you. And so I said, now, handling the Wilbur panels is a major problem for us. It's now apparently a major problem for several others. George Mahon is a little deputy of Wilbur panels for reasons that are strange, apparently, this act is committed. Russell Long has been that because Nolan Wilbur is getting so much publicity. John Connor's going to be in here in 35 minutes or so. I haven't asked him what he feels what this tactic should be, except he thinks they should be strong. The point that I made is this, that so as to get it in proper respect. You know, you have suggested several times in the past 3 years that I should have Wilbur down. I have done. So most of those times you've been with me. And frankly, we also know that in terms of what we're talking in this room, that he is a very intelligent man. Certainly he has many fine characteristics. On the other hand, he is a totally political man. That's my opinion. Totally political. I mean, that may be too, I don't say that critically, but I think that's what he is. He's in the great school of Sam Rader. And he's a Rader boy, and he's going to act that way. Now, with that in mind, therefore, we have a lot of fish to fry. But we also have a few weapons. We cannot be in a position at which we have been so often down here, where every time any problem comes up with Mills, that people come in here and say, we got to get Wilbur Mills everything he wants, because if we don't, we won't get this, we won't get that, we won't get that, we'll separate Social Security. If that's the case, you can't run the government. No, I never subscribed to that.
That's my point. I knew you did.
But you see,
that's what's in the field of foreign policy. We cannot be in a position, and this of course becomes far more important than anything about revenue sharing or any of this other stuff we have down here. Those things seem important. But in terms of foreign policy, we cannot, even though it was the best possible deal, allow a congressman or a senator to make a deal with a foreign government. It's not really going to be done. Because if he undercuts it. Now, having said all that, there can be
got to start, we have the presidency and the conflict of foreign policy. We have this administration and its handling of our domestic policy with your committee. We have, and then of course, tied in your own voted committee is a political issue. It's blown up far out of proportion. I know that you don't see the actual thing from the standpoint of substance to be areas that are called problems as the textual people. And it is, if you might do it, and I'm not trying to keep it in the back. The problem that we have here now is to try to first, above everything else, I want you to know what my goals are. First, to protect the presidency and the conduct of foreign policy. That I must do, and I think for our security, you would have to have heavily as. The second thing is that we got to have, we're going to have some other deals with Japanese. You know what I mean? They're the third major power in the world. And they're showing us all over the world. Well, the British and the common markets and all of the others. You can have somebody run into it. Now, this, today it's Mills making next week it's not even Fulbright. I mean, why not Fulbright making it's not me? You've got three of us.
Yes.
Got it. That can't be done. Now, the other thing is that it really comes down to this. And I hesitate to do it. I'd like to say that I've asked you to pause here.
So you're right, that was triggered.
Well, we don't want to get into it. John says that arguments back and forth, he did, you did. Press reports are accurate, but I don't admission he did. So you can put it that way. And you don't have to debate it with the media idea. There is another comment that the truth of the deal is. He could have gotten a better deal than this here if the law was satisfied with this.
Yeah.
So he had one, talked to the Apple. John sent in a text message.
You want to take it?
That would be an argument that could be made on the floor, for instance, very effectively, I think.
I just don't know how far you can go, or how far you want to go,
in laying on the table what the various propositions were in the negotiating area, and then get into, there was another factor, or something, you know, maybe you can have to give them some details and just get their
right. You're right. You don't want to do it. Only understand one story at a time.
Price.
What is the effect of cracking mills that directly on our future relationship? No worses.
Well, I don't know that we're cracking. We're cracking in terms of these certain things happening, but we're not accusing him of doing it. Well, we have to say that as long as you stay in
press all the accusation.
Followed upon this unorthodox action, followed upon discussions between the industry representatives and him.
Okay.
So you don't,
according to press reports.
All right, he knows you can't be here, the way this is.
Yeah, does he?
He might be handling this, but I think he knows that there's not big stir here, that it's got to stir, because he voted. Terry Ford reported to you the details, he just gave me the general, very cursory. We had a discussion. The Mills called Jerry Ford into his office yesterday afternoon.
Mills called Ford into his office.
Yeah, right. That's the way he got it. You know, he called him that little office he got off the board. He is not lying. You know,
but he was in to speak. Jerry called me just 3 minutes before I came in here and said that Wilbur is very concerned that the presidential statement that will destroy Congress. Made towards reaching some sort of agreement. I said, well, Jerry, there hasn't been any progress. Jerry said, no, I'm just relaying what will work.
He asked me to call you this morning. Well, he said, that was a stupid shift.
And what?
Jerry, I said, he's going to have you there on the phone.
That's a stupid
shift. If you had brought to your attention the letter that this group of textbooks Congressman wrote to Mills. They said they sent a copy to him here.
They did. They had delivered a copy to me. And,
you told me about it.
I did, and I said, and I got a copy to Peter as well.
Yeah.
You know, John, it reminds you, as I said to you, over the day we have so many problems, but in the days of this republic, from basically the Civil War until World War I, the major subject of debate and what brought parties up and down except for depressions was the damn tariff. So this is a hell of an issue. It wasn't that, but that's really what we're talking about. We're talking about, strangely enough, it has all the overtones of tariff. We talk about revenue sharing and government tax reduction.
Never be told you're kidding when you're not kidding. think as far as we're concerned, as far as you're concerned, this textual thing just doesn't...
That's it.
That's right. Okay. And so they know where you stand, and that this does entail a very serious problem that we're going to address ourselves to. But I think you have to be... I'm not too sure that you want to get into a hard sell on this. It's a soft sell in terms that, this is just completely unacceptable to us. As far as I'm concerned, and I'm very disturbed if the history of this thing is reported in the paper is right, that we have these kinds of things going on, and I can't believe that we did. And that, but no matter what, it seems to me that as far as one member is concerned, the Japanese agreement is very, and as a member of the Ways and Means Committee in the ranking member, is very unacceptable to me, and I agree wholeheartedly with the President of the United States. It is stated. Very enough.
That's enough. I just assume that you say it without having a caucus. See, my view of Johnny getting together with 10 guys and lining them up against the chairman, that is a little bit of a formal deal, but it's not really necessary.
I think it's the one-on-one.
That appeals to me. In other words, like in another deal in a Russell fight, where it's a Russell's the man and Price over his control, isn't it?
Mr. President, Bill Timmons and I got to each of the members a copy of your statement so that they're alerted ahead of time when the press asks them as the press may well go.
Now, you got a situation, you have got a timing situation here. We probably will not meet tomorrow.
We're going to do this.
You're worried about that at 4 o'clock.
Is the House going to be in session?
The House will not be in session that long.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
In fact, I think that would be adjourned.
Well, that is part of that concern. And as far as that's concerned, I think you just ought to... I think that you don't have to do it on the floor of the House. That isn't all that necessary. I think if we do this at 4 o'clock, I think you should be in the same story. I think you should. I won't wait for tomorrow. I think Johnny should just go out and the press is going to ask him. We can arrange that. Do you like that?
You got to worry about waiting tomorrow.
He wants to get to there.
I saw him. I think that is bad. The House will be in session tomorrow.
There you are. Trying to see. Then he's got to call the press now.
So
all we need is the ride. You got to get the ride. And you can say that,
how about if he were to go on the floor today, before the 4 o'clock release here, and to say, the President can make a statement today, I know what it is, and here's what I have to say about it. We should look forward.
Or another thing you need to do. We're trying to write it back.
Here's what we thought.
Why doesn't John come here? I mean, I'll be here in the White House. He comes down at 4 o'clock and walks out and makes a statement. Here's the press I met with the President, and I've seen the statement, and I backed up the statement. Would you do that?
Oh, yes. I was thinking about that very soon.
All right, there it is. You see, you'll have all the press story here, and you'll just walk out and you said, I met with the President, and here it is. And Zegar issued a statement, and you say, you know, and I support the statement. If you would do that, that gives you a good forum. It doesn't mean you didn't call a press conference, but you got the press.
I don't like the idea of the exact form of the apology.
But I mean, everybody's going to expect you to come down and talk to me about it. And so let's set up a meeting, if that's all right, kind of with you, 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Well, I think you can, I don't know how these things are going to work, but we're supposed to be back at 3. I think it says your schedule class about 3:45.
I see you to the janitor, and I suppose there will be some
crap.
That was very simple so far.
Did we definitely get back 3:45?
That's what it says. This is 3:45. All right, let's just say this. Figure that there's going to be some slipping.
You would be here at 4 o'clock, say, or about 4 o'clock,
and then we'll have you, and we'll have a statement. Going for 15. That gives you time. And all we'll do is have a pro forma meeting. You want me here at 4?
Yeah.
But you can come down and see that the statement is in check. Maybe you can come down at 3:45. I'll be here around 3:45 or 4 o'clock. But figure that between 4 and 4:15 that the statement will be issued, and then you will go out and see the press corps.
deal with the national tax market.
Oh, yes.
I read it.
Very good.
Very good. And we discussed this with the
Chinese.
I used the occasion to spend a good share of the time on the absolute essentiality of getting behind these special.
Two paragraph statement in Congress.